Today's Bible reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18, and it can be found on page 1089 of the Red Bibles. So that's page 1089. The empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
That's great. Thank you very much, Ali. Well, do you think the Easter story is a happy story or a sad story? What do you think? Happy? Any votes for sad? There's some very sad bits in the story, aren't there? So I suppose it's both happy and sad. I think it has a happy ending, though, doesn't it? Well, one of the themes that comes up at Easter is eggs, isn't it? I've got some eggs here. Here's one here. What do you think is inside an egg? What do you think, Sophie? Yolk. Do you want to come and see if there is a yolk in here? Come on, then. Right, now, the trick with this, are you a bit of a Mary Berry?
Not much,
you're not much. Right, the idea is that you get the yolk in there and the shell remains in your hand. Okay, so let's see. Hang on, wait a minute. Okay, carry on. Oh, yes, whoa, that's very good. That's very good, thank you. I should have brought a towel. Katie, would you like to get me something to wipe your daughter's hand with? Thank you. And mine, actually. Yeah. Yes. You know, eggs, before they're broken, are actually really quite beautiful things, aren't they? When you look at the shape of them and the outside, they're really lovely. But we have to break them if we're going to get the goodness out. If we're going to have, what do you do with an egg?
Make it into a cake.
Make it into a cake, yes. Or you scramble it and you eat scrambled eggs. Yeah, all sorts of things you can do. And you have to get the goodness out, but you have to break it in order to get the goodness out. Thank you. You have to break it in order to get the goodness out. And that's the same in the Easter story, because Jesus has lived a beautiful life, but he had to be broken in order for all the good things that were to come to us to be released. And he died on the cross, and his life was broken in order that we could be forgiven. And so that's the first thing to remember. Actually, that's a really sad bit of the story. I'll come back in a minute, Sophie, I haven't quite finished with you. That's it. That's a really sad bit of the story. And yet within that sadness, there is great joy, isn't there? Because we are forgiven. So it's both sad and it's happy. Okay, I've got another egg here, which I thought I might have a go at. Oh, Sophie, it's empty. What a pity. Completely empty. Look at that. I don't know. How did that happen? And you know, it was a real surprise on that Easter day when they went to the tomb, because it was empty. Apart from the folded grave clothes, there was nothing there. What an amazing surprise that was. And you know, Mary, she was really sad to start with. She was crying. She was weeping. What have they done? What terrible thing have they done with his body now? The final insult. She was so sad. But then came the party, because she saw a man standing there. She saw two angels, first of all, and then she turned away and she saw this man. And the man she thought was the gardener. And she said, "What have you done with his body?" And then he said that word. He said, "Mary." And she knew it was Jesus. What an amazing change from sadness to happiness to joy. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is alive today, and we can know him in our lives. And you know, that means that we can have a party. Sophie, so do you want to just open that and see what happens? Open it. Well, that's not much of a party, is it? That's better. That's what I call a party. Hooray! Jesus is alive. We can know him. We are involved in a fantastic party. And from that day on, though their lives were hard, they knew Jesus to guide them, to strengthen them, to help them. And it is the best good news, and we need to go and tell people about it, don't we? Well, let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you that Jesus came and that he was broken for us. Broken that all the good things that come through his cross can be ours. Forgiveness, acceptance, your love, your presence each day. And Lord, we thank you that the tomb was empty and that Jesus rose from the dead, that he is alive, that we can know him, and that our lives can be a party with him. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you this Easter day. In Jesus' name, amen.